John Lendorf, we are stepping way back in time in Boulder before the turn of the century this week for a little insight into eateries and longevity. We mentioned last week that your Nibbles column is back in print in the Weekly, but you have presented me with a well-preserved copy of the Daily Camera from 1997, where when you were writing the Nibbles column for that publication. You're looking good there in the photo.
Yeah, I had more hair in it, and it was darker. And this was 11 years or more after I had actually started writing it. But that week in 1997, we had a guide to summer food. But I talked about the very first Zagat guide in Colorado. It actually covered the Rocky Mountains because they didn't think there was enough going on in Colorado to have it merit its own book.
Zagat, the sort of the premier restaurant review guidebook.
Right. Yeah. Diner reviews. Yeah. This was the 1997 Rocky Mountain restaurant guidebook. And it was just interesting because of the great restaurants that were given kudos that aren't there anymore. One is the European Cafe. That was Radek Cherney's original restaurant near 28th and Arapaho. He now has L'Atelier in Boulder. Q's restaurant, which was in the Hotel Boulderado. The Q stood for Dave Query, who went on to do all sorts of things. The New York Deli, the very famous, where Mork worked, was still around in 1997, but I think it closed almost immediately.
It was on the Pearl Street Mall.
Yeah. The Full Moon Grill, which was near McGuckin's, that was Brad Heap's original place. Well, not original, but... and he went on, of course, to Colterra, Salt, and a bunch of other things. One I miss a lot is Ristorante Laudisio. It was located where arugula is now. At the time, it was one of the premier Italian restaurants in the state. And other ones include Dandelion, John's Restaurant, with Tom Fez, Rudy's, Tom's Tavern. But what I found interesting was, I mean, there were some that survived. In 1997, among the top restaurants was the Greenbrier Inn, which is still functioning out on north of Boulder. And I actually worked there a long time ago. The Flagstaff House, of course. But not all of it was upscale. Mustard's Last Stand, of course, has been around since then.
Still standing there at Broadway and Arapaho.
Moe's Bagels. And finally, a couple of Dave Query's places, the Zolo Grill and Jack's Fish House. And so it's just, time certainly shows you what kinds of places survive.
Well, what was the best thing you tasted lately? Was it at one of these still standing restaurants or someplace different?
I did have a bagel, but really the coolest thing I had, it's the last remnant of the holidays, was a jar of Canadian maple sugar spread in a jar. Think maple sugar candy, made with real maple syrup, and just whip it up and put it in a jar. Some of it did end up on toast, but mostly it ended in my mouth. There was some left in the jar the other day, so I filled it with hot coffee, rinsed it out, and drank it.
Wow, and your teeth were...
Tingling.
Tingling.
It was wonderful.
All right, well, you can read John's Nibbles column in the Boulder Weekly every Thursday, and also, of course, listen to archived Radio Nibbles at news.kgnu.org. Contact him at radionibbles@kgnu.org. Until next week.
Back to the Future.
I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills you.